Isaiah chapter 9. For it will not be faint as regards the land's straightness, as on the first occasion, when he brought the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali into contempt, and later made it more grievous, on the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and on those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, a light has shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as they do with joy at harvest time, or as when they delight as they share the spoil. For you have broken their burdensome yoke and their shoulder bar, the rod which was used to drive them on, as on the day of Midian. For every boot treading in the tumult and shirt rolled in blood will be fit for burning as fuel for fire. For a child is to be born for us, a son is to be given to us, and he will shoulder government, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Perpetuity, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the great extent of government, or to peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, in setting it up and in perpetuating it in justice and in righteousness, from that time and age abidingly. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. The Lord sent a word through Jacob, and it alighted on Israel. And the entire people will know, Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, those who, in the arrogance and haughtiness of their heart, said, "The bricks have fallen, but we will build with hewn stone. The sycamores have been cut down, but we will replace them with cedars." But the Lord will strengthen the adversarial forces of Rezin against the people, and he will incite their enemies, Aramea from the east and the Philistines from the west, and they will consume Israel with a voracious appetite. Yet for all this his anger will not recede, and his hand will still be stretched out. But the people are not returning to him who is striking them, and they have not sought the Lord of hosts. And the Lord will cut off from Israel head and tail, palm branch and bulrush, in one day. The elder and dignitary is who the head is, and the prophet who teaches lies is who the tail is. And those guiding this people have led it astray, and those guided by them have been swallowed up. This is why the Lord will not rejoice over their young men, and will not have compassion on their orphans and their widows, for they are all profane and wrongdoing, and every mouth speaks foolishness. Despite all this, his anger will not recede, and his hand will still be stretched out. For wickedness burns like fire, it consumes briars and thorns, and it kindles fire in the thickets of the forest, and they will swell up like the billowing of smoke. In the wrath of the Lord of hosts, the land will be burned, and the people will be like fuel for the fire. A man will not spare his brother, and he will divide a portion on the right-hand side, yet be hungry, and eat on the left-hand side, but they will not be satisfied. Each will eat the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh will eat Ephraim, and Ephraim Manasseh. Together they will be against Judah. Despite all this, his anger will not recede, and his hand will still be stretched out.